With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump decided to hold off on carrying out a threat to obliterate Iran's energy plants over the Islamic Republic's effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz. The president said he was delaying taking potential action because talks aimed at ending the conflict are going very well, even though Iran continues to publicly insist it's not negotiating with the White House on a 15-point proposal delivered by Pakistani intermediaries to end the war. He said Iran had asked for the grace period. Sentinel Radio Network military analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis says there are lingering questions about the negotiations between Tehran and Washington.
What it appears to be at this point is an answer to what many of us have been asking, and that is, will Iran agree to no nuclear weapons? Are they going to defang themselves by not producing new ballistic missiles? And also, is this leaving the regime in place?
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. did not tell Ukraine that it must give Russia the Donbas region, as Ukrainian President Zelensky claims.
We've told the Ukrainian side what the Russians are insisting on. We're not advocating for it. We've explained it to them. It's their choice to make. It's not for us to make for them. We've never told them they have to take it or leave it. The role we have played is to try to figure out what both sides want and see if we can bridge the middle ground.
Golf legend Tiger Woods faces two charges after being arrested on suspicion of DUI.
At the Martin County Jail, and even on scene, we really weren't suspicious of alcohol being involved in this case, and that proved to be true at the jail. So Mr. Woods did a breathalyzer test, blew triple zeros, but when it came time for us to ask for a urinalysis test, he refused, and so he's been charged with DUI, with property damage, and refusal to submit to a lawful test. In the crash, no one was injured. Mr. Woods did not seem to be injured at all, and the other gentlemen were not injured.
This is SRN News. Most religious Americans don't have a problem with gambling.
If any demographic group was liable to oppose betting for moral reasons, you might think it would be people of faith. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals just 35% of Protestants think gambling is morally wrong. 25% of Catholics agree, as do 25% of Jewish Americans. Amongst atheists, agnostics, and people of no particular faith, even fewer see any moral concerns about betting. Michael Harrington reporting.
More Democrats are openly running on faith. Candidates include James Tallarico, a Texas seminarian, running for Senate, several ordained ministers running in Iowa for Congress. Democratic Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear also leans into faith with a new book amid speculation he will run for president in 2028. Experts say many Democrats often avoid religious talk because polls show that atheists, agnostics, and non-religious people are amongst the party's most vigorous supporters. This is SRN News. A deadly tourist helicopter crash in Hawaii.
Three people were killed, two others were injured when a helicopter crashed on a remote beach on the Hawaiian island of Kauai Thursday afternoon. Kauai Mayor Derek Kawakami.
Four passengers. One pilot, Airborne Aviation.
Airborne Aviation is a helicopter company that does sightseeing tours on Kauai. It advertises a doors-off thrill seekers adventure tour. The beach where the helicopter crashed is reachable only by hiking or boat. I'm Donna Water.
Authorities say a U.S. Secret Service agent assigned to protect former First Lady Jill Biden accidentally shot himself in the leg at Philadelphia International Airport. A spokesman for the Secret Service says Jill Biden was not in the area when the agent was injured during a negligent discharge of his gun. A spokesman says if reports indicate that he was traveling in an unmarked car at the time. More details at srnnews.com.